Hello, you're very welcome to the podcast series Driving Progress with Audi. I'm the host, Emma Dabaru, and in the upcoming episodes, I'll be speaking to Audi Ireland brand ambassadors to explore how they live their passions and beliefs and find out what has driven them to be successful and progressive in their chosen fields. We welcome you to experience Progress with Audi. I have Irish and Leinster rugby international star Gary Ringrose joining me, who is also an Audi Ireland brand ambassador. Hello, Gary.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. How are you on this fine evening? Well, actually, it's not a fine evening here, but let's pretend.
It's mild enough here in Ireland now, but I'm good, thanks. Just finished a day's training, so that's why I'm keeping you later this evening. A little bit nervous. I haven't done a podcast before. I've listened to enough of them, but this is the first time I've actually sat down in a studio and spoken to someone.
If you were asked what defines you as a person, what would you say?
Straight into the deep end. It's a tricky one to answer, I suppose, from my perspective. I think there's probably two sides to it. One is maybe the professional side that people would see and achievements from that perspective and my own personal goals to achieve in that field, and then the personal side of things, which maybe my friends and family might know a bit better. So probably two differing definitions or versions of me. The one, the rugby side of things, and then the one outside of it.
What does progress mean to you?
For me, it's unbelievably important, and I'd be driven by sort of self-improvement and try to be better than I was the day previous. I've had ups and downs and some good days and bad days over the past couple of years, and rugby or sport in general is brilliant for that. And I find through each experience, I've learned something and grown a bit more. And even if I'm saying I'm an introvert, certainly being in the rugby environment in Leinster and Ireland, you're put outside your comfort zone, or I am anyway, and that challenge forces me to grow and progress as a person, as well as on the specific side of things from a rugby front. I'd say it's 24/7 in terms of progress or self-improvement is a 24/7 thing for someone in my shoes. Because that's kind of the aim. You're always chasing or trying to achieve something more, something that's bigger than the individual. So it plays a huge part in my life.
That also sounds like it's quite a lot of pressure, though, is it? To always be improving. Is that something that feels like it's really inspiring, but does it also feel like it puts you under like a lot of pressure? Or
I mean, there'd be a lot of pressures coming with it, but as I said, kind of any of the experience I've had, I've always grown from them, and reflecting on them kind of have learned and come out better the other end. So from rugby perspective, you're or a sport perspective, it whether it's losses or injuries, or very often it's stuff that's outside of your control to a certain extent, that are difficult at the time, but they kind of grow and make you grow and be a better person afterwards. So I suppose in the environment of Leinster in Ireland, where there's a pressure to achieve the highest level possible, I suppose pressures come with it, but I suppose it's part of the journey, and I enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's so important and interesting. Like the fact that you also, you know, things that are losses are maybe not in the immediate moment, straightforwardly good experiences, are ones that actually like contribute to like deeper kind of knowledge and experience and ultimately kind of improvement and progress.
Yes, it's a weird one when you put it like that, but it's probably true. I think I remember the losses more than the wins sometimes, and they're the ones that really stick with you. And then as well on the injury fronts, which can feel like that as well when you're dealt a bit of a blow from that perspective, they're often the ones that you come out the other end better for it. So I had a few injuries initially to deal with, but last year or through the COVID kind of period was, there wasn't necessarily one big one, but I had a few ones in quick succession to deal with, which was a different challenge to what I'd faced before. I broke my thumb, and then when I broke my thumb, then came back, I broke my jaw, and then the first game back after that, I broke the other side of my jaw, and then came back again and did another thing in my ankle, so I had to get a wire put into my ankle, and then came back from that and hurt my shoulder and had to get a few pins put into my shoulder. So that was probably all in the space of, I don't know, 12 odd months, or thereabouts. So it was definitely a big learning experience for me in terms of progress, despite it being a tough time for me and a tough time maybe for the people close to me who had to deal with me. Came out the other end all right and have learned from it and think a better person for it. Yeah, I think that's probably the harder part, is not being able to play. The agony bit you get over pretty quickly, and we have a good medical team that look after us, and they've seen it all. But then, yeah, it's not being able to play is probably the trickier part. And you go through the rehab process, and as I say, maybe it mightn't be in the best of forms sometimes, and the people close to you maybe have to pick up the pieces a bit of it. So I guess I'm lucky to have the people close to me that I do, that are there for that and have helped me through it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
A good support network is crucial.
Exactly.
And would you have other kind of like techniques or things that you techniques that you have for like positive thinking, or, you know, kind of supporting like mental health when you have like a whole load of injuries like that?
We'd be encouraged to do a good bit of mindfulness and stuff like that. Not to get into too deep into it. It's not too intense, but it's we'd be encouraged to read into it, and they give us information on it, and have a few apps on the phone that could kind of tap into, which are certainly helpful, and use them quite a bit. And that combined with the support network of coaches and physios and doctors look after you, as well as friends and family, combination of all that then kind of allows you, or helps you get through the other end of it.
What are you into? What would you do in your spare time, like when you're not training? Or are you just always training?
I don't have anything particularly interesting. I'm probably pretty boring in that regard. I'm guilty of being obsessive with rugby, and if I'm not playing or training, I'm probably watching it. But outside of that, just sort of general stuff like catching up with mates that I mightn't get a chance to see that frequently, and going for coffees and stuff. And I play a good bit of golf as well. I'm brutal at it, but I enjoy getting out and playing golf with pals that I can, or whenever I can. Outside of that, there's nothing too. One or two of my mates have me down for a swim in the sea as well. But I find it hard to suggest that. It's usually got to be my arm twisted to get down and jump in, but some stuff like that.
When it comes to progress, would there be particular moments in your life or in your career that stand out as important to you?
Reflecting back, we sort of touched on it, was unfortunately it's some of the losses and more the tougher times that you get the biggest lessons from. And then the challenge is when you win, is to try and take the same amount of lessons from it. But thinking back, probably my first experience with Leinster anyway was a loss in a final, or a Pro 14 final. We got to, I think it was called Pro 12 at the time, but we got there and lost to Connacht, which was my first taste of disappointment because I'd grown up watching Leinster be successful. And then this was, in my head, my crack to contribute to that or the legacy that is Leinster, and fell short. And then, so that kind of learning from that, and then the following year losing in a semi-final in Europe and the semi-final in the Pro 14 again, which, again, probably only motivates you more to go on and when you fall short. And then the following year managed to be successful in Europe, and in the Pro 14 as well, which is the two competitions that run side by side. Europe, the European competition being the pinnacle really for a rugby player at club level. And then haven't been successful in Europe since. So that was 4 or 5 years ago. I've thankfully been successful in the Pro 14, which is always an ambition and a goal to achieve that, but to be successful in Europe or reach the peak in Europe is something that is kind of burning for me personally, but the group I'm with in Leinster, it's something that motivates us all.
How important has attitude been when taking on new challenges and adapting to new environments?
It's been really important. In Leinster and Ireland, they're high performing sort of cultures, and there's a high demand pressure wise. But when you're forced outside your comfort zone, probably one of the few things you're in control of is your attitude and your intent and mindset towards working hard. So it's something that that I try and focus on and keep at the forefront of what my controllables are. Is one's attitude, and it's something that's challenged every day, as we were talking about, whether it's injury or form, selection. There'll be a curveball thrown at me at some point during the week or during the month. So it's one of the few things I could be in control of is the attitude and how you go about reacting. And yeah, I've a good bit of practice of over the last couple of years dealing with it. So, but I've no doubt something will crop up that I haven't, and then that'll be the challenge.
Do you think it's important kind of not to take yourself too seriously, or not to kind of let successes really go to your head?
Yeah, I think so. probably arrogance isn't the nicest thing to see. So I certainly wouldn't or try to avoid that. As I'm lucky that I've a close group of friends that definitely keep me grounded, and my family. Between my parents and my two brothers and sisters, they keep me grounded too. So I'm lucky in that regard. I think it's pretty important, as we were talking about, in terms of progress and stuff like that, that there's so much outside of my control. So it's to try and focus on what I can control, and then not get too bogged down by the outcome of things. There would be kind of in my own head that sort of tug of war of being obsessed and determined to do well, but then not holding on too tight to what the outcome is. So it's always a challenge. And as I said, it's easy me say this now, but I don't always get it right. But yeah, in terms of not letting it go to one's head, that's pretty important, I think, in any field, or whether it's sport or whatever.
Would you say that you are a naturally optimistic person? And the answer can be no as well.
I think so. I don't know if this is a pessimistic answer, but would generally try and hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Not to be too much of a cliche, but knowing that there's ups and downs through the journey, but it's always in hoping and aiming, and your goal is kind of the best case scenario. But then being aware and ready, or being aware and ready to adapt to when it doesn't. So I don't know, I think that's optimistic. And from a rugby perspective, I'm lucky that guys I play with now, some of the older guys and guys I would have grown up watching, set a standard and been successful, which kind of motivates younger guys like myself going through, but also gives us belief that it can be done. by whether that's Leinster or Ireland. So, yeah, I think it'd be optimistic and driven to try and emulate some of the past success.
Do you think that sense of optimism has that been helpful over the last 2 years, which have been arguably quite unusual years and challenging in many ways?
Yeah, it has been. Definitely have to been able to adapt. It's all of us. For myself and the teams I've played with, is even just playing in empty stadiums and games getting cancelled. They're going through at the moment where games are getting cancelled because the opposition have COVID in camp, or I know we had it as well. So what was the question? Yeah, optimistic, definitely. In the last 2 years, we've been challenged to adapt and face whatever comes around the corner, and we're continuing to do that. We've lucky in Leinster and Ireland, spoken to some people have come in and spoken to us that climbed Everest and have done, like, there was Damian Brown came in, I don't know if you heard him, but he rode the Atlantic himself. And it's funny when you hear on that challenge he took on, hearing him talk.
He rode.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Across the Atlantic.
Exactly, yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. But him, more recently, he came in and spoke to us, and him talking to us about being able to adapt and dealing with the challenges that he was thrown, taking on, say, stuff like that. We try and apply it to the environment we're in, to try and be adaptive, because, as you said, over the last 2 years, we've had to be optimistic and be able to adapt, and I've no doubt it's going to keep continuing that way in some way, shape or form. So definitely being challenged to stay optimistic and keep progressing.
Other than that kind of optimism that we've talked about, what other traits would you consider important ones?
So other traits that I value or see as important, I think maybe for me is consistency. So from a rugby perspective, in how you train and how you prepare, away from the environment, how you look after yourself from a nutrition perspective, from a recovery perspective, it's, for me, it's probably consistency is the biggest thing, that is, you stay on a steady trajectory of trying to improve and grow and progress, that there's no one moment that you're defined by, but over a longer period of time, it goes in the right direction. And as we were talking about earlier, the journey does have peaks and troughs and ups and downs, and you have to adapt and challenge in different ways. But if you keep your behaviours, or I find if I keep my behaviours relatively consistent, and that they'll benefit me. So that's probably another trait that I'd value and think's important.
So yeah, what are some of the things that, because you were saying your outlook might have been quite different like 2 or 3 years ago to what it is now. What would be, and then again, we'll change and evolve more from now into the future. What would some of those kind of evolutions be? Are they things that you can identify?
Gee, that's a good question. I have to back myself up what I've said. It's hard to say what I would have been thinking a couple of years ago, but I say some of the lessons that I've learned is probably a bit easier to articulate. Which after, say, some of the experiences that I've gone through, good and bad. So I think for me, it's still a challenge to kind of that obsession and determination to work hard every day. It's kind of balancing that with not holding on too tight to sort of the outcome of what you're trying to achieve. So I know in the past I've been maybe put myself under, I think there's pressure regardless, but maybe under more pressure that was needed. Again, through worrying too much about the outcome as opposed to focusing solely on say what's in my control and the process, that then gives you the best opportunity mm-hmm. to be successful. So I probably would have learned that, especially after, that was probably after enjoying some success. And especially like I touched on in Europe with the team I was involved in, that then you get really focused on the outcome of the competition when, now we got to finals and semi-finals and quarter-finals, so we were in touching distance, but it's, you kind of learn through that is to not get too obsessed with the outcome, is to really focus on, again, the moment in front of you, not to, to be too much of a cliche, but that's really the only one that, that matters. And gives you the best chance then to be successful. So it's having an awareness of the bigger picture of what you're trying to achieve, but then narrow down the focus and go day by day and week by week, which I think ultimately would give me the best chance. So it's that, but then not holding on too tight to, as I was saying, there's kind of ups and downs in the progression, but it's not holding on too tight to stuff that's outside of your control.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously absolutely. Trying to enjoy it as much as possible, which is very important. Yes. So again, that's always a chat. Obviously, I love and enjoy and consider myself lucky to do what I do. But it's always a reminder that I have to say is to really enjoy the small moments and the journey along the way is to kind of remind myself to do that. It's funny to say my mindset, if you had spoken to me 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, was probably different to what it is now, and what I'm saying now, and I'd be excited to see what I'd have or what I'd say or think if I was having this conversation in 2 or 3 years time or another 5 years. I've no doubt it would have changed and evolved, and I guess I'm lucky that that's kind of the environment I'm in, that you're able to do that.
Well, I think that's really the essence of progress, isn't it? That evolution and that kind of development as the years go by.
Yeah, 100%.
So, would you say that role models are important to you?
Yeah, massively. And I think I've been incredibly lucky from a rugby perspective to play alongside some of those role models. I know in terms of the success that Leinster and Ireland have enjoyed over the last couple of years is down to a couple of guys that I'm lucky to still train or have trained with and played with and still do today. So guys that I would have looked up to or still do, and maybe someone like Fergus McFadden or Rob Kearney, Johnny Sexton as well. Their backs I would have dealt with. Eason Asay was another one from a Leinster perspective. I'm trying to think who else. Keith Earls is someone as well with Ireland who I would have admired and tried to learn as much as possible off when I was ever in Irish camp. I'm trying to think, I've definitely forgotten names, but they're just a few of guys, some of the guys I've would have looked up to when I was younger supporting Leinster in Ireland, and then was lucky enough to play alongside them and learn off them as well, and they were pretty helpful, even if they didn't realise it, but just in the how they carry themselves and how they can be supportive, they definitely benefited me and were important to me.
It's been lovely speaking with you, Gary. Best of luck with the season ahead, and thanks for taking part in driving progress with Audi.
Nice one. Thanks for having me on. Really enjoyed it.